Actually, the chemical natures of these residues, as to whether they are basic, acidic, hydrophobic, etc., are less important than their relative positions. Nevertheless, for completeness, let us review them. For H3, and this is for both H3 subunits, the N-terminal amino acid of helix 1 is lysine 64. Look closely at the white-colored A chain, and you should be able to discern the form of the lysine side chain. Lysine 64 of the yellow-colored E chain is mostly out of sight in this view. For the H4 subunits, the N-terminal amino acid is lysine 31. Both of these lysine side chains are clearly visible. For H2A, the N-terminal amino acid is glycine 28. You can see them, but there's not much to see since glycine has no R group. And finally, for H2B, the N-terminal amino acid is alanine 35. Alanine 35 for the pink H chain is just about discernible, but alanine 35 for the blue-colored D chain is on the other side and is barely visible in this view. By the way, you may have noticed that the helix 1 N-terminal residue numbers for 3 out of 4 of these subunits are about 30, but for H3, the N-terminal residue number is lysine 64, which is twice as high. I've made mention of this length discrepancy before, but we will soon be in a position to account for it. For now, let's continue with our study of these helix 1 N-terminal residues. We don't need the labels anymore, so let's remove them.